At the beginning of the Aseret Divros, God gives all 10 commandments to the Jewish people, which, you know, become an interesting question. Is that the core of the Torah? Are those mitzvos more important than others? I don't know. But what's interesting is that Rashi points out that God gave all 10 of them b'dibur echad. That's to say that in one shot, God gave out all 10 of them. Now, that's impossible for us to understand, and therefore the Torah elaborates and enunciates them all independently. But the question really becomes, why is it necessary for Rashi to add this? Why does it have to be done in that way? And I want to share with you an answer that I think is somewhat simple, but I think it's a very important one nonetheless. See, when you start with leveling things, this is number one, this is number two, this is number 10, what inevitably happens is you create a certain sense of priorities, right? If the number one thing on my list is clean the house and the number two thing is cook, then I'm going to prioritize that I must clean first, and vice versa. Other people will say, well, I would rather cook first than eat and have a dirty house. It goes either way. But the problem is when you put it in that way, in an order, it often becomes a caste system of what matters and what doesn't matter. And I think that that's great. Except when it comes to the Aseret HaDibros, when it comes to the mitzvos, it's really important that God makes it clear to all of us that there really is no list. There is no one that's more important than another. Because otherwise a person will start saying, this one works for me, this one doesn't work for me. This is number 10 on the list, I don't really have to do it. That's, I believe, the danger of ordering the stuff from 1 to 10. God therefore puts them all out in one shot and says, they all matter. Rav Sadia Gaon points out that all 10 Aseret HaDibros are actually a microcosm of the 613 mitzvos. You can actually find each of the 613 mitzvos in the Aseret HaDibros, which is to say that really all 613 of them matter equally. I'll leave you with a beautiful thought by the Nesiv Shalom, the Slonimer Rebbe. The Slonimer asks, what is the purpose of having 613 mitzvos? That is a lot. A lot of mitzvos. And his point is very beautiful. He says, it's not 613 commandments. It's not 613 do's and don'ts. It's 613 different ways to connect and to relate to God. So God is saying, I'm creating the path for you to get to me. But there are 613 of them. Use them all as a way of becoming closer to me. God puts them all out in one shot, b'dibur echad. He says, here's the path. I give you all of them. Do with them what you think will work best. And hopefully that was your way of connecting with me. Have a great day.